Do you know what your blind spots are as a leader? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today's Leader Feeder has you think about what don't you know about yourself or maybe not perceive about yourself. A blind spot for a leader is something that others perceive and see in you, but you don't see it for yourself. And the problem is those blind spots can be actually deteriorating the relationship between you and your team members and could be impairing the results that you generate. And the reason a blind spot is a problem is because those behaviors can start to get out of hand and could even result in a complaint or a problem that gets escalated to human resources, and then you find yourself in a meeting where you have to answer for some of the ways that you're treating people. So let's talk about what some of those blind spots can be. They're usually to deal with your relationship with your team or the relationship you have in assigning tasks to your team. And they just get confused or maybe irritated by how you do things, but you're not aware that they're getting irritated or you're not reading the signals. So let's talk about a few strategies for how you can help eliminate those blind spots, almost like that check that you do over your shoulder when you're changing lanes on the road. How can you get better visibility of those blind spots? So tip number one is to reflect. Honestly, think about the interactions that you have with your team and with the people. What kinds of reactions are you getting from them? Can you be self-aware that it might not be the exact reaction you want? Maybe you're getting a slight chuckle to your humor, but you can read into it that the folks are really not as amused as you think that they are. And just doing that reflection, that check-in with yourself to see if that's happening, can be a great way to start eliminating your blind spots. Tip number two, of course, would be to ask for feedback. Now, this is a bit tricky because if you just ask people who report to you, whose careers you may be able to influence, it gets a little tricky for them to give you feedback. And the problem is you can say, oh, no, you can be totally honest with me. You've got to make sure that it's safe for them to provide you feedback and that you're not going to get defensive when they express some of their observations or concerns. Many an employee has been burned when their supervisor or their manager says, you can be completely honest with me, what could I do to be more effective? So when you're asking for feedback, be prepared to accept it. Even if you don't necessarily agree with it, or even if you're not prepared to completely accept that feedback and implement it, you should at least say, hey, I really appreciate being open and honest with me. It takes a lot of emotional, I guess, security, self-security, to make sure that you won't use that information against them. Otherwise, you'll basically be sending the signal, don't ever give me feedback again in the future. So you ask for feedback. Tip number three is to examine your results. You could say that as a leader, your actions influence greatly, maybe more than you even realize, the results that your team generates. So these little quirks or things that you do with your team or to your team might actually be impairing your results. Can you see any evidence of that in terms of whether people meet your expectations or not, or generate the results that you're looking for? And if you see some variation in that, or it's just not as consistent as you'd like it to be, then the first place you should look is in the mirror. What are you doing that could be contributing to the very problem that's causing you frustration and annoyance as a leader? Now, once you've gotten good at eliminating some of your blind spots, you might then identify several leadership behaviors and skills that you need to work on. And of course, that's where we come in. Either you can look back in our archives at other Leader Feeder episodes, or what most people do is they go to their HR team and they say, hey, we'd like to bring in some training from Unique Training and Development or Frontline Leadership. And that starts with a conversation, and you can get all that contact info on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Now, if you prefer social media channels, of course, you can see us on YouTube or LinkedIn, Facebook, and even Twitter. And connect with us because we really want to start that conversation and see how we can help you become the kind of leader that doesn't have blind spots, who demonstrates leadership excellence every day.